more music, and more ministry here on Thy Word Network. And all this week, we have been in Christian Camp Week, focusing on a variety of different Christian Camp opportunities here in the Tri-State. And this is the last day of Christian Camp Week, but we didn't want to let these guys out of our sight, out of talking about them this year. It's Camp Reveal, and it's a ministry of the Evansville Rescue Mission. And Caleb and Mary are here in the studio. Thanks, guys, a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
And just the first question, either or both of you, can you just tell us a little bit about Camp Reveal?
Well, Camp Reveal came in existence in about 1927. Pappy Reveal, our founder of the Evansville Rescue Mission, brought it into existence because he had a heart for single moms back in that day and who needed a place to send their kids in the summer. And so to this day, we continue that tradition of being able to offer a free summer camp for low-income families.
That's great. And that, you know, that's something different. We've talked to a lot of great camps this week, but none of them are free. All of them have, and I know you guys have expenses and things, of course, but none of them are free. And I talked to Chris Michael last year and was introduced a little bit to the ministry there, but that's something that's different than some of the other camps in the area.
Yeah, it's something really awesome that we get to do, and we get to carry on that tradition.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, again, either or both of you, why do you feel that camp is so important for kids?
We feel like camp's important for kids because, number one, you get to experience Jesus Christ, and everything we do leads back to the cross. And not just at Camp Reveal, but that's our mission theme, is if it doesn't lead you to the cross, then we're not doing it for the right reasons. And me being a pastor, I think that's very important because we believe true life change, whether it's an adult or a kid, starts at the foot of the cross. And so we think that's the most important thing that we offer.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's crucial. That's, you know, kids can have a lot of fun. They can be goofy and things. But if they leave, I mean, some may leave and not know Christ.
Yeah,
but if they leave without even hearing Jesus, then it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it does
defeat
our purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so can you take us through kind of a typical day? What is a session look like at Camp Reveal?
So a kid will usually come in and they'll check in with a group, and they get there in the morning between 8 and 9 usually. Sometimes we offer a free breakfast, a small breakfast, and then they'll go to activities. We have a lot of different activities that we can offer. We do zip line, fishing, archery, BB guns. We have a Gaga ball pit. The kids teach me about that every single day.
I love Gaga. Does it get kind of violent? I know at the camp I go to, Gaga can get kind of
rough sometimes. Those kids are competitive. They win, that's for sure.
Okay, good.
And then
we have our disc golf course that is in and up and functioning now. So that's a lot of fun for them.
Great.
And then after activities, we offer lunch. And then we swim in the lake. And that's a big hit for kids because this is their vacation.
Sure.
A lot of these kids. We try to reach inner city kids, so this is kind of their get to go to Florida thing. And so they like to have fun in the lake. And we give them some free time to kind of just venture off. We have a basketball court, a playground area, or they can just take a walk around camp. We have different trails they can go and experience. And then they usually go home, or if they're staying overnight, they'll go back to the lodge. We have two lodges. One is for the girls, and then one is for the boys. And that's basically a day in a nutshell with camp.
Okay, great. And what ages do you guys have each summer?
It ranges 8 to 13.
Okay.
So we have an 8, 9-year-old camp and then 10, 11-year-old camp, and then we split the 12, 13 for girls and boys.
Okay. Wonderful. That's exciting. Yeah. And looking into 2016, this summer, do you guys have any specific plans or goals for this summer?
Really, the goals for this year is just to reach as many kids as we possibly can, and just to teach them about the love of Christ. And
wonderful.
Just show them the love of Christ, because where they're coming from and now the homes that they come from, they don't get a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just to love on them and just treat them like royalty while they're here with us.
Sure. Yeah, that's crucial. And I know my parents are both teachers in inner city schools in Evansville, and always remind us as kids with, you know, Vacation Bible School and camp and vacations and things, just what a blessing it is to be able to do those things, and not everybody can attend and do those things. So I love you guys' ministry that you focus on. You love all kids, of course.
Absolutely.
But you focus on inner city kids, those that are impoverished, those that may not ever get an opportunity like this. I love it. Yeah. And what would you guys say is the best part of Camp Reveal?
I think the best part of Camperville is it's just seeing we're making a difference in these kids' lives. The kind of that aha moment when they realize how much they need Jesus. I think that's the best part. And just seeing them have fun. You know, all kids, I think we both agree that all kids need to have fun and have energy and all these different things that they may not get in their home life. And so for them to come out and just kind of let loose for a little bit with their friends and different people, meet new friends, is pretty cool for us to see.
Yeah, that's great. And I've talked to a lot of different camp directors this week. And one thing that I love, at least through my camp experience and things, is kids can kind of get out of their shell a little bit. Mm-hmm. They can, it's, you know, maybe they go to church all year. Maybe they're involved in Vacation Bible School and things at school. But camp is a little bit different than all of those mm-hmm. things. You can get out of your shell a little bit and just be yourself, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully experience new things.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. And do you guys perhaps have any stories or anything you could share from the history or from your experience at Camp Reveal?
I got one story that happened last summer, and this is an 11-year-old boy, and after devotion time, he came up to me and said, I want to accept Jesus as my personal Savior. And he kind of got into the story about my home life's not very good, but my family goes to church, and that I see my parents argue all the time, and I'm looking for a peace in my life. And it was just real eye-opening to see that we are making a difference in these kids' lives. Some days we feel like, oh, man, there's no hope for these kids.
It's
but
tough, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's real tough. And sometimes you feel beaten down, and what you're doing doesn't matter. But to see this and really actually play out, even just one kid's life, to know we're making a difference, and that was pretty eye-opening and cool for me.
Yeah, that's great. We talked a little bit. This one isn't on the paper, but we talked a little bit about how Camp Reveal is free to kids when they come. How do you guys make that happen?
Every year we hold the golf scramble, mm-hmm. and the monies raised through the golf scramble is what goes to support these camps.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I know we always have a team here. I'm not a golfer, but we actually, our one golfer that was on staff here just moved away. So we may have to, we'll be there next year, I think. But we may have to, I don't know, practice a little
bit. Yeah, that's okay.
But I know we're always there with Chris Michael and with all of you guys. And it's a fantastic event. Yeah.
So that's great. You don't have to be a good golfer.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll try to come next year.
There you go.
Okay. We've talked a little bit about it. How can people get involved if they would like to send kids, if they would like to support, volunteer, things like that?
Yeah, they can go to the evansvillerescuemission.org website, and at the top of that page is something called Ministries, and if they click on that, and then from there they can click on Camp Reveal.
Okay.
And there you can sign up for camp, learn more ways to volunteer if you want to volunteer out there. So that is the place to go.
Okay, wonderful. It's evansvillerescuemission.org.
Yes.
And then click on Ministries, and we'll get a link up on our website as well.
Perfect.
Mary and Caleb, great to have you guys. Anything else you want to share?
I think
you're good. Thanks for having us. We appreciate
it.
Thank you guys. God bless for a wonderful summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.